AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. after President Trump threatened them over their crackdown on protesters.
Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. He's told all of you last night that what you're hearing publicly from the Iranian regime is quite differently from the messages the administration is receiving privately. And I think the president has an interest in exploring those messages. However, with that said, the president has shown he's unafraid to use military options if and when he deems necessary.
Police say a man suspected of driving a U-Haul truck down a street filled with demonstrators supporting the Iranian people is in police custody and facing charges. Los Angeles Police spokesman Officer Charles Miller says the unidentified driver was booked early this morning. The incident happened Sunday in a Los Angeles neighborhood that is home to the largest Iranian community outside of Iran. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona has sued the Pentagon over attempts to punish him for warning about illegal orders. The former Navy pilot is trying to block his censure from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Hegseth announced last Monday he censured Kelly for participating in a video urging troops to resist unlawful orders. The Trump administration's criminal investigation of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has sparked a backlash that may undermine the White House's goals. Several Republican senators have condemned the Department of Justice's subpoenas of the Fed. Powell characterizes them as a pretext to pressure him to sharply cut interest rates, as Trump has demanded. Federal officers in Minneapolis have fired tear gas to break up a crowd of whistleblowing bystanders who showed up to see the aftermath of a car crash involving immigration agents. This is AP News. Grammy Award-winning music producer Antonio L.A. Reid has reached a settlement with a former record company executive who alleges in a lawsuit he sexually assaulted her and ruined her career. Terms of the settlement with Reid's accuser, Drew Dixon, were not made public, but Dixon says she's ready to move on.
I just hope that survivors, you know, keep pushing for dignity and justice, and frankly, I'm excited to get back to making music. I'd still love to do that if I can.
Reid's lawyer says the lawsuit has been resolved amicably without any admission of liability. If you're interested in trying to get tickets to the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles, registration opens this week. Fans can sign up starting Wednesday to be entered into a lottery for a time slot to purchase tickets. Those who live near Los Angeles and Oklahoma City, which is hosting two events, will be able to access the first time slots. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.